Hello everyone. It has been quite a while since I've sat down to record anything. And to be honest, this recording is being recorded on a voice note on my phone, so the quality that I'm sure does not sound as good as some of the other episodes. And this isn't an episode, this is sort of an update to sort of explain certain things, particularly the lack of content over the last few months. And I just want to start off by saying that the following contents of this update is going to be heavy. There will be talk and mention of suicide, so if you're easily triggered or this is not a topic that you wish to listen to, I suggest you don't listen because there will be a lot of talk about this. Excuse me. And yes, so I'm going to reiterate, if you're easily triggered by topics such as suicide or suicide ideation or indeed self-harm, do not listen to this update. So, I think the best way to approach this will be from the start. So, over the last couple of years, it's been difficult for everyone. Of course, these last 3 years in particular have been very testing and taxing on all of us. And we all have our stories, obviously, within that. I've had a lot of things happen, things that I won't get into. This stems back to not just recently, but throughout my life. I've had a lot of situations that have put me in even worse situations, etc. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, recently I've come to had a second psychiatric appointment, and I'll get to why I had that in the beginning, in a moment. And essentially, the psychiatric evaluation sort of confirmed a diagnosis that I've been under the impression I've had for a while, and that is borderline personality disorder. As I'm new to this diagnosis and indeed, not as educated as I'd like to be, I'm not going to get into too much detail about that in particular, but I will hover around it slightly as I delve into my experiences recently. So that psychiatric evaluation was due for a long time now. I'm talking, I must have had this scheduled for a good few months. But as every time it came up, I had to reschedule sometimes for personal reasons, which would be like anxiety about attending it, or just I also have physical issues which inhibit me sometimes from doing certain things. And but there was a sort of tipping point that happened recently on Christmas night. Christmas Day night, I took an overdose, with every intention of not living anymore. And yes, so that happened Christmas, and then since then, We're coming up to nearly a month since then. I've been engaging in help and all the sessions that come with that. Before the actual attempt, I had been in contact with a therapist. I had been engaging in therapy up to that point. But I'd also like to state that this is not actually my first time in attempting something like this. I struggled for a long time with my mental health. And again, I just want to stress that this is not me saying this as a sort of, like, I hate to make this come across this way, but quote unquote, poor me, sort of situation. I'm talking about this because, well, mainly because I still can't get over or wrap my head around the fact that in such a short time, Crime Obscene had, or has rather, become what it is. I've put obviously a lot of work and a lot of time into making the episodes, building up the community. And even as I record this, and just upon checking on the Facebook, it's at 2,996 likes and over 3,000 follows. And this is completely, even without months of content. I mean, I'm on episode 9 over a 2 year start of the podcast. And I think that that's frightful in some aspects, but also incredible in the way that even if my content is somewhat lacking or not even there at all, people still come across the podcast, still like it, like the social media, still engage when I do post on Instagram. And it's incredible. It's very emotional for me, just to sit here and record something like this and know that there will be those of you who listen to the podcast. Well, some won't be surprised, others may be surprised. My goal with this podcast was never for it to be about me or to make it personal or anything like that. But the reason why I'm talking about this is because after all this time, I feel like since the gap in time, there needs to be sort of a sit down and an engagement that I have with everyone and just say, yeah, I've not been looking after myself mentally for a long time. And I still struggle to do it. I still struggle to put myself first. And with all that in mind, after the attempt, I realized that for a long time I've been in limbo. Especially since the summer, I went through a pretty massive, tumultuous situation in my life, and since then I've been sort of marking days. I don't even feel like I've been truly aware emotionally, and up to this point still processing everything, still coming to terms with a few things, looking at myself introspectively. And that takes a great deal of mental energy, as you could imagine. And when it comes down to it, I would never phone in an episode. I would never sit down and just type up the bare minimum and just record it and just throw it up online, because that's not fair to the victims of the cases that are covered in the space, or the families, or just the community in general. That's just it doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. There is no way that I can make an episode that's just half-arsed. And it just for me to work on the podcast and to be able to be available emotionally, there has to be a certain level of obviously rather neutrality or balance to my overall thought process where my mind is. And just honestly, the last while my mind has just not been quite there. I've sat down and done bits and bobs, but I'm truly not engaged in the process, and I don't want to do anything disingenuous for all of this, all of the reasons that I've stated. The future of the podcast is simple. It exists. It will continue to exist. I don't have any plans to stop. I think I need this time, especially since my attempt to sort of bring myself back, emotionally cocoon myself, and focus my energies on getting better, so I can do all the things that are required when it comes to something like this, the podcast. But like, I would also like to just add, I have been engaging in other things in terms of creative output. Not so much on a musical front. I haven't written any musical in quite a while, but if some of you don't know, I am quite heavily into gaming. So I've been doing a lot of that because, to be honest, it just makes me laugh. I just like to just make something like funny and just put it up. So I started a wee TikTok a couple of about a month ago, and I've been just putting up some silly videos that it's not for anything other than just my own amusement, and if other people like it and I'll engage with it, that's fine. But that's on a side note, that I just put that there in case any of you who have followed me on that account see that I'm putting a lot of work or effort into the TikTok videos. It is not in a way that I'm sort of sidelining the podcast in favor of that. It's just right now, since everything that I've gone through, I just sort of just I'm doing anything and everything to kind of take my mind off what's happened. And again, maybe that's not the best way to approach it, but it's all I could really do right now. And yeah, God, this is quite a heavy of a heavy feeling in my chest. I'm quite anxious about recording this and releasing it, but honestly, I think it needs to be addressed. But yeah, so like I said, my main focus right now is processing everything rather that happened, getting myself the necessary help, looking to come to terms with my recent diagnosis or confirmation of diagnosis, and just take it day by day, I think is the cliche way of putting it, but yeah, it's quite relevant right now. I do apologize for the silence and the lack of engagement. This apology probably isn't even warranted, but parts of me always feel like I've let you down, When I say you, I mean you, the collective. I'm sure that that's not true. It might just be a trigger of my mental illness, but yeah, there's a huge bit of paranoia in my head when it comes to a lot of stuff. And anyway, that's neither here nor there. This wasn't supposed to be a diatribe of my own problems and the, a rant about such. So I'm going to end it here. But before I do, I would just like to say, if you or you know anyone who is struggling with suicidal thoughts or feelings, please do reach out to help. In Ireland, there's Piéta House, who I've been dealing with. They have a crisis line where you can speak to someone. It's a free phone number and it's 24/7. It's 1800 247 247. Or you can text help to 51444. But I urge, if anyone else around the world is listening to this and you feel that way, please don't suffer in silence. Reach out to your own individual societal structures that are there to help, because it's not right to feel this way and you are loved. No matter how low you feel. But yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna end it here. Thank you so much for listening. And I really hope I see, or rather, see. I don't know why I said that, but hopefully I will catch you guys soon. Take care of yourselves, and this is Aaron from Crime Up Scene with just the update, signing off. Goodbye.